6th of July, July 6, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Today's show, of course, powered by Cortez Wealth Management, an independent fiduciary not manipulated by Wall Street, meaning they're free from the shackles of Biden's so-called financial disaster, I guess is the best way to put it, who's controlled, of course, by the CCP. We know that he sold out. Keep your investments safe. Contact Cortez Wealth Management. Visit them online 24 hours at CortezWM.com. We have a packed show, extremely important today. We need to get right after it. As COVID-19 continues to rage after millions are reported dead as a result of contracting the deadly virus, the Delta variant is reported to have hit the United States several places, specifically very hard. Hospitalizations are skyrocketing. It's going to affect children, very dangerous for kids. COVID-19 was weak in comparison, and the only thing that can save us is to be vaccinated against this Wuhan-leaked coronavirus. Protecting ourselves and, most importantly, our children has never been more important than right now. And these urgent and imminent dangers present themselves, so the Stu Peters Show will continue reaching out to the most qualified experts to get real answers backed by medical and scientific data and evidence, substantiated with proof, documented by professionals with real experience. And so today we go directly to an osteopathic medical doctor, board certified in three medical specialties. She was a full-time emergency medicine physician from 1986 to 98. She was the director of that emergency department. She has served as the medical director at the Santa Eve Medical Center, the chief medical consultant for Parker Hannifin, a Fortune 250 company with 60,000 employees in 48 countries, and currently attends to patients from nearly all 50 states and in 17 countries around the world at Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio. Dr. Tenpenny joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. It's long overdue, and we so much appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu. It's just a complete honor to be part of your show. I so admire your work and what you're doing. It's just fantastic.
Thank you. So with much to get to, I just want to start with a few basic questions real quickly, rapid fire, shortest possible answers you can give. Then we'll get into things like transmission, shedding, what dangers COVID presents, the very scary Delta variant the medical world keeps telling us about. The media is inundating our families with this. I mean, this is round-the-clock coverage. The magnetism phenomenon, if it's real, myocarditis, the so-called vaccines, emergency use, full approval, how it works, graphene oxide, whatever else you think is important. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is COVID-19 dangerous, and is it killing millions around the world?
COVID-19 is a collection of symptoms that are like the flu. COVID-19 has now been stretched into other types of things that we are seeing because of the injections. I refuse to call them vaccines because they're not. And so the injections are actually what's causing the greatest amount of harm. The largest number of admissions to the hospital are the side effects of the shots. I have good friends across the country who are family practice physicians who say upwards to 50% of all patients that they are seeing in their practices are coming in day after day after day, not with illness, not with COVID, but with side effects from getting one of the shots.
Do you believe COVID-19 was man-engineered and intentionally released into the global population?
I certainly believe it's man-engineered. I think it was probably intentionally released. In my opinion, that remains to be seen. And I don't think it's that important because the genie's out of the bottle.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter if the genie came out intentionally or unintentionally. And it doesn't matter if he's got pink pajamas or blue pajamas.
Fair enough.
He's out of the bottle.
Do the injections being referred to as vaccines protect those that are trying to avoid contracting COVID?
Absolutely not. And they say that clearly. Both Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Sinovac, Sputnik, all of them say clearly, this is not intended to keep you from getting sick. It doesn't stop transmission. It won't lower your death rate. It won't keep you from being in the hospital. But we hope, and that's the word they use, we hope it will mitigate some of your symptoms.
Are providers appropriately testing for COVID?
No. They're using a PCR test that was never, ever intended to be used in clinical medicine ever. They don't know what they're talking about in terms of the CT values. The CT value, anything greater than 35 is a false positive. And up until very recently, that wasn't known and was not reported. So no, all they're doing is identifying cases, cases, cases. We no longer have a pandemic. We have a case-demic.
Is the Delta variant here, and will it kill children?
I don't know about it being here, but I know that there was a report that came out of the UK somewhere in the last 2 weeks that they said that all of their testing has identified the Delta variant or the Delta plus variant, no less. And the number of testing cases have gone through the roof, and simultaneously the death rate from anything related to COVID viruses or the SARS-CoV-2 virus Delta variant has gone to almost zero. It's nothing more than a ploy to hype up the fear. You know, Stu, everybody has addicted to this fear. They have to get their next fix. It's just like when people have gone to very scary movies and they know what that rush feels like, that adrenaline rush, and people that love that, they get addicted to it. They get addicted to the adrenaline rush, the change that happens in their brain chemistries, and they're constantly looking for their next fix. It's just like a heroin junkie or a cocaine junkie. They have become fear junkies. And so all of this stuff just feeds their fear and their addiction, and people are not willing to give it up because they're addicted to it.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard it so eloquently and simply put. That's great stuff. Are unvaxxed people being affected by inoculated people?
Yes. And it's called, I'm glad that you used the word inoculation, because if you look up the old definition of the word inoculation, it means injected with an intent to do harm. And so I think that's a good definition that isn't used very often. And these are not vaccines. We call them shots or injections. It's not a shedding phenomenon. Shedding has always been historically related to whole viruses like that shed to another person and cause the same infection. I use the example of saying if I get a chickenpox shot, a chickenpox vaccine, that is whole, attenuated, or weakened viruses. If some of those viruses reactivate and become active and I sneeze or cough on you and you happen to be susceptible, I can shed that virus to you, but you contract chickenpox. You don't get the flu, you don't get the measles, you get chickenpox. With this COVID injection, we are not injecting whole viruses, we're injecting little snips of genetic material. If that somehow gets spread to you through a spike protein, through a whole adenovirus or a whole liponanoparticle and gets transmitted to you, you don't get COVID. You get bleeding disorders, you get erectile dysfunction, you get strokes and clots and heart attacks and rashes. So you're not getting COVID. Something is being transmitted to you, yet to be fully identified, but something is happening because we have thousands and thousands of reports of women who now have irregular menstrual cycles, who have had late term, they call them miscarriages. Miscarriages don't happen at 35 weeks. And so 35 weeks pregnancy. So something is happening yet to be fully defined.
We saw an 82% number, or over 81%, that were involved in a trial experienced miscarriages.
Yes, it's the miscarriage, right? That's what they call, isn't that an interesting name that they call a miscarriage, a spontaneous abortion? Like the female body says, we just need to get rid of this and spits it out.
So this is really important. Let's talk about this transmission in a little bit more detail. I get more questions surrounding this than any other, quote, vaccine-related topic, right up there with magnetism, which we will also get to. Do we know exactly what it is? You said that we don't, but do you have an idea of what it is that's being transmitted from one person to another? Is it it's not the virus? Is it the spike protein? Is it
that's what we suspect. You know, and there have been a few articles that have come out that talk about transmission of the spike protein. And so, and we believe, again, this is still to be identified, that it's a contact-to-contact transmission. It's not, because proteins are too heavy, really, just to go very far with spread through the air. Can it be transmitted through saliva, through, say, sexual intercourse, through intimate contact? Yes. But the case reports that we're getting from thousands of people across the country and around the world, they're not having intimate contact with people that they're around. They're just sitting in the same room with them. I have a really good friend that lives down the street with me. Her daughter has not had the shot, and she went and hung out for the weekend with four of her college-related age group friends. They just sat around in the dorm room, and her daughter came home and started bleeding and having very irregular menstrual cycles. It's been going on for 3 months now, and she's passing clots. She didn't obviously have any intimate contact with these people, She was sitting in the same room with them. Maybe they shared the same glass or something like that. I don't know that kind of detail, but something is being transmitted, and it's not necessarily through intimate contact.
So is she forever changed?
We don't know that. It's like a whole lot of these things, Stu. I mean, we just started talking about this transmission technology, or the way that this is happening, as opposed to shedding, the end of April. So yeah. We've just been knowing about this and trying to figure this out for less than 2 months. But things are happening along the way. I mean, things are happening so quickly because everybody wants to know specifically what it is. They want to know what they can do to stop it. They want to know what they can do to protect themselves. We're working on it. There's a lot of people behind the scenes, smart people that are working on things, but we don't have the answers yet. And then at the same time, the next thing that comes along is this magnetism and this magnetite and graphene thing. Now, yesterday I saw on the internet, somebody had taken a black light and put it up to their arm. And they said, look at this. Now I'm glowing in the dark. Well, we know that the SM-102 chemical that is part of the Moderna shot is injected with luciferase. And luciferase is an enzyme that is a bioluminescence enzyme. And that's where the name comes from. Is Lucifer is supposed to be the angel of light. And so when they identified this enzyme first in fireflies, and then they use it for other types of marking things, that's injected in there. So when we start seeing these really abnormal claims that people are having, like the magnetism, now this photoluminescence thing and all these transmissions, I think it's important to find out which shot are they talking about. I mean, is this just like only the Moderna shot that's causing this? Is it Moderna and Pfizer? What is it? Is there anything that's leading forward with that? They did do a study in Luxembourg. It was a phone trial of calling people and saying, we've seen reports all across the internet of people having this magnetic problem. Are you willing to talk to us and test yourself? They wanted to have 100 people in two groups, 100 people that had not had the shot versus 100 people that had. They only got to 30 in each group. And the 30 that had not had the injection, when they tried to put a spoon or a key or anywhere on their body, nothing happened. So 30 out of 30, nothing happened. Of the ones that had had an injection, 29 out of 30 of them were able to take a key or a coin or a spoon or something and make it stick to their body over the area where they had been injected. And they found that the people that had the shot longer ago, so the longer ago that they had the shot, the stronger the magnetic charge, which means to me one of two things. Either that hydrogel and that magnetite that's in there propagated over time and gave them a stronger charge, or they've changed the recipe, which we suspect that they do, would they have along the way. We don't really have proof of that, but when you see all these different things happening, they can change the recipe anytime they want because it's emergency use. And so they can say, well, that wasn't working. We're going to change this and change that. We don't really know. But they stopped the study. What was interesting, Stu, is they stopped the survey. They stopped the study short because the investigator got so distraught and was so upset over the reaction to the people that found that they had this magnetic charge. They said, they lied to us. We really don't know it was injected into my body. The only reason I got it was to travel or to keep my job. And they were crying and they turned white and they were distraught. And they said, they lied to us. And the study investigator said, it was so disturbing to see what these people's reaction once they realized they had done something irreparable and irreversible to their body, and they were not given informed consent about it.
And what about the doctors and the pharmacists, the nurses that are doing this, that are injecting this thing? Imagine their reaction if they had viewed this video, watched this trial happen, if this guy who didn't have anything to do with that process had to stop and terminate this thing because of the emotional impact that it had on him. Imagine the people that are actually facilitating this jab. Okay. So anyway, Dr. Tenpenny, to those doctors, those providers, those nurses, those pharmacists that really believe that this is just tinfoil hat. We are nuts. I'm a right-wing extremist. You are providing mis and disinformation. Of course this is a vaccine meant for good. Yes, this is the only way to protect yourself. Healthcare professionals, not only are they getting it because of social pressure, I mean, they're working in an environment where doctors are wearing 5 or 6 masks combined with face shields and triple gloving, for crying out loud. They're wearing biosuits. They are being subjected to an unbelievable amount of peer pressure from those that they work with, so they get inoculated. And then now we're seeing it mandated in a lot of these very large facilities like the Henry Ford facility in Detroit, Michigan, where we're going to interview somebody. It's mind-blowing what's happening there. What do we do to try to curb this? How do we wake these people up when you, for example, have 2 big Instagram accounts gone, suspended 1 Twitter account, removed followers, shut down a Facebook account, the mainstream media attacks, picking and choosing, you're on Jimmy Kimmel, they're making fun of you, you're a medical doctor being silenced for giving medical opinions backed by scientific evidence. How do we combat this?
I guess all we can do is to keep educating, Stu. It's like this next Saturday, on Saturday the 10th, I'm doing my 20 Mechanisms of Injury webinar again that's available, that people can register that by going to that to dr.tenpenny.com. And what's interesting about that is I did that webinar on May the 10th. And since that time, I found at least 20 more mechanisms of injury of how these shots are making you sick and can kill you. I want to read you the title of 3 textbooks I'm reading right now that I found through a textbook site that I have.
Please.
One is called Clinical Applications of Magnetic Nanoparticles. It's a 517-page textbook published in 2018. Here's another one, Magnetic Nanoparticles in Biosensing and Medicine, a 318-page textbook. Here's another one, Nanomedicine, Designed and Application of Magnetic Nanomaterials, Nanosensors, and Nanosystems for Human Use, a 475-page book. And here's a chapter out of a textbook that I just found called Tissue Engineering Using Magnetite Nanoparticles. This is real stuff. They've been talking about this for a long time. And like a lot of things that happen inside of medicine and BARDA and the government, they start out with good intentions. For example, the idea of doing this initially was, if we could take these little magnetic nanoparticles and have them take a piece of, or a little drop of chemotherapy, and we can use an external magnet to move that directly to the cancer and have it released directly to the cancer instead of having your whole body, you know, washed over by these very toxic chemotherapeutic agents, if it could be targeted release, wouldn't that be better? Well, yes. But then, oh, if we can do that, what else can we do? We know now we can direct these nanoparticles to go across the blood-brain barrier, and we can change chemistries, and we can change proteins, we can change enzymes in the brain to make people have dementia, not think well, and be completely automatons. So these things have been in development. In fact, that first textbook that I read you, it has articles referenced all the way back to 1974. This isn't new. They just now found the absolute way to implement it and put it into our bodies because they want everyone either sick or dead. And the ones that are sick, they want to be able to control them.
Do you know who they is?
The World Economic Forum is the head of the pin, in my opinion. You know, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, because who are members of the World Economic Forum? Somebody ought to really track that down. They're the heads of all the pharmaceutical industries. They're the heads of big tech, the heads of big government. They are all using this entire scare factor, this pandemic propaganda thing. The entire intent of it, Stu, from the beginning all the way up to this very minute, is to get everyone injected with these genetic modification tools. And that's exactly what they are. And that they, you know, Klaus Schwab said in his book, we need to get rid of about 4 billion people. And the ones that are left will be mostly Chinese and Japanese because they're used to living in a controlled society. They're going to control what we say, what we think, what we do, how we communicate. People like you and me are going to be squashed like a bug. I mean, this morning's news, you know, the Attorney General of Washington, D.C., you know, says, has subpoenaed Facebook to get the names and demographic information of all the people they have censored giving out COVID-19 misinformation that doesn't go with their agenda. Their agenda is to vaccinate all of us with their stuff, which is a genetic modification technology. And every person who's received this shot, for the sake of convenience, they've bowed their knee to a pharmaceutical product instead of bowing their knee to God. And they're going to suffer the consequences of that free will decision in their body.
What would the Attorney General, speculation, of course, what would the Attorney General want with that information, with those names, with that list?
Well, I think if you want to say, well, maybe there's something good that comes out of this. Maybe they're looking at to see how many people Facebook actually stomped on people's rights, you know, suppressed their freedom of speech, took away their ability to share information that comes from mainstream medical journals that just doesn't happen to go along with their COVID-19 agenda. Maybe they're going to use that to go after Facebook to see how many people they've actually shut down for telling an alternative true story. The nefarious side of that is the way they can round us all up. I mean, who are those people that are the layers out from the disinformation dozen that I'm proudly one of them, you know, that are actually getting information out to people to say, listen, this is what's happening to you. Pay attention. So I guess it's if you want to look at the glass half full or the glass half empty, are they going to use this to further our First Amendment free speech rights? Or are they going to use it to round us all up? I guess that remains to be seen.
I could probably talk to you all day. I mean, just listen to you. You're an incredible wealth of information. Have you gone to mainstream media, cable broadcast, news networks, Fox News, Tucker Carlson with any of this stuff? Have you reached out to him and said, and I'm talking specifically about Tucker Carlson, have you reached out to Tucker Carlson, who seems to be the only one asking real questions on that network? Have you asked or brought this to his attention, asked for an appearance on that program?
First of all, the answer is no, because I don't know how to do that. I mean, I don't know the channels to get to him. But I do know several people who I have spoken with who have tried to get this information and saying, you know, Dr. Tempany's the most articulate, most knowledgeable person out there. I mean, if you want to do a counterpoint with somebody, she should be your girl. And there's been zero response.
And it's not even really a counterpoint. I mean, you're not arguing with anybody. You're out here just telling the truth, being persecuted for it, of course. But you're telling the truth. You have.
Yeah, I'm telling the truth. I mean, I just read you the titles of textbooks on magnetism and human use. I didn't think I'd make that up.
Yeah. This is between the headlines that you just told me from today, breaking about the Attorney General wanting that list, between the textbook titles, between your experience that we articulated here. I mean, you're applying real world experience. Do you get emails from people? Do you get phone calls or text messages from people who have fallen victim to this? And I know we have a hard break coming up here in about 2 minutes, but are you getting actual personal testimonies from people who have been injured or had adverse reactions or adverse events occur as a result of this inoculation?
Hundreds and hundreds. And I also get handwritten letters, and I've gotten about three really serious hate mails and several serious death threats. But in relationship to that, I've gotten literally dozens and dozens and dozens of handwritten letters, personal cards saying, thank you for what you're doing. I so appreciate you. And then we get these heartbreaking stories, like the one I got yesterday in my office. This was a grown man who called and said, aunt was crying on the phone and begging for help for his father, who was injured by the shot. He says he may only have days to live. His dad went from being an able-bodied ex-Marine on no medications and completely healthy to being completely disabled, wild blood pressure swings, heart problems in the hospital. The doctors say he's probably going to die, and he's wanting to know, begging us, crying, this is a grown man, is there anything that we can do to try to help his father?
Wow.
We get hundreds of those daily. In fact, I just hired more people in my office, Stu, just to handle the phones and emails. I mean, we're getting anywhere from 80 to 100 phone calls an hour asking for help. What can they do? How can they get exemptions? How can they protect themselves? What sort of vitamin supplements? What kind of things? What should I be doing? How do I protect myself from what's happening of this tyrannical assault on all of humanity?
Yeah. Well, although I'm very disappointed in the Fox News channel, I would like to think that Tucker is actually over there doing a good job. He's asking some questions. He's actually reporting on VAERS, which...
Well, they took down the links yesterday, Stu.
Of course they did.
We can't access VAERS anymore.
But not before we grabbed a whole lot of information, which we are going to report on. But if Fox... They're saying, I mean, right at the bottom of the screen all day long, standing up for what's right is what it says there. I would implore, I'm asking Tucker directly, please... This needs to hit the mainstream. If it doesn't, it will be squashed like a bug, as you said. It'll be silenced. It'll be suppressed. Nobody will know. And we, of course, will be carted off to Camp COVID for re-education. And that'll be the last that you hear from people like you and I. Dr. Tenpenny, your bravery is so noble, and I thank you so much. Will you come back again sometime if we want to talk
Absolutely.
Again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It would be my honor to be on your show as your guest.
You won't believe what's going on in Detroit, Michigan at the Henry Ford Medical Center. Jennifer Rose worked there as an RN, and she is coming up next. Stick around. The Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. I'm not quite sure what took us so long at the Stu Peters Show to hook up with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, but we will definitely be having her back. What a wealth of information. And I mean it. Tucker Carlson, Fox News Channel. You need to have her on the program and be the pioneer. It could save, this information could save hundreds of millions of people, potentially could. And if it does, you could play a part of that. Standing up for what's right. That's your moniker. Have her on the program. No harm, no foul. The only thing that can happen is more information into the mainstream, into the general population, and eventually could save hundreds of millions of lives. Have a part in that. Stand up for what's right. I mean it. Do it now. Don't wait. I want to tell you about our great friends over at keystolife.shop. Keys, the number two, life.shop. IGF-1, that is where you can find that product, IGF-1. It is naturally in your body. But as we age, as we get older, these natural levels of IGF-1 decrease, thereby compromising, potentially weakening your immune system. We can't have that. Go to keystolife.shop right now, keystolife.shop, and check out this IGF-1 product, what it's all about. Educate yourself. Have all of the answers when you go to keystolife.shop, as well as ways to promote lean muscle gain, ways to promote weight loss, healthy weight loss. There are sleep aids available, all natural, holistic sleep aids available at keystolife.shop. Making men, men again, also a plethora of products for women. Excuse me. KeysToLife.shop. Again, KeysToLife.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to KeysToLife.shop. Well, as we discuss vaccines, we have to discuss who's being forced to take it. We have to approach the mandates. It's happening all over the place. But now what's really alarming is that it's happening in healthcare systems, very large healthcare systems. Jennifer Mayer is a registered nurse in Michigan. She joins us now. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. So, breaking this morning on the news locally there in the Detroit area, Henry Ford Healthcare System has announced that all 33,000 of their employees are going to be forced to be jabbed or lose their jobs, essentially. We're seeing healthcare workers that are terminated across the country for not allowing themselves, subjecting themselves to this inoculation. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, so Henry Ford, you know, this is domino one for us in Michigan. U of M has announced that students going back to on campus will be mandated for vaccines. They are also a huge healthcare system. So the concern is that this is going to be a trickle effect, you know. But with Henry Ford announcing this, they serve a huge, very broad, large area of our community here in Michigan. And they obviously have a large staff. So this is a huge impact and very, very scary.
But it's not just limited to their 33,000. It's not just limited to their staff. They're talking about anybody that physically touches that healthcare system's grounds. So, for example, if you are a contractor and you work for XYZ Electric and you need to work in the hallway as recessed cans are being added, or you are an HVAC guy and you need to inspect the boiler room, if you have not been jabbed, if you have not been inoculated, you are not allowed to complete that work. Am I right? Volunteers, priests, everybody that comes to that hospital, over and above the 33,000 people that work for that healthcare system, you are required to be jabbed.
Including students. So what does this mean for any of our healthcare students that need to get into the hospital and get that experience? They would have to also be vaccinated to be able to do that. This is a trickle effect. This will affect our community. This is not just about the frontline staff and the staff itself. This is going to affect the community. The mandate goes into effect September 10th. This is right before our heavy flu season. We know we're going to have a lot of patient loads. What does this mean for their community? You know, what's next? If they are doing this, they're saying that they understand that they're going to be short-staffed, that they're going to lose some staff, and they're accepting that, and they're willing to do that. But this, you know, we have some hard questions for that administration making this choice, because it's not just about being short-staffed. Are they also going to be held responsible for the unsafe work environment that people are going to no doubt be in? or the inability to take care of the community that they serve. You know, we are seeing a lot of cardiac-related issues, stroke-related issues, and, you know, we're going to be hit heavy with the flu when they're short-staffed, you know, and the people, the staff that is there, that is in the building, that is vaccinated, you know, how long are they going to be able to maintain with that unsafe level of care? You know, if somebody has a stroke in the community and they go in for a stroke care, how are they going to maintain safety protocols? When are they going to fall out? You know, are they going to be able to meet that patient's need? There's a very tight window to get that person to a CT. And this is across all disciplinary. So, you know, will they have somebody for imaging? Are they, you know, this is going to delay care. This is putting the patient in, will they be able to have the diagnosis or the diagnostic testing that could be crucial and even terminal if they don't get it? So, you know, this is not just for the frontline staff at this hospital. This is for everybody that they service in the community. And the science doesn't back this. It doesn't say, you know, I don't understand the reasoning why they think that mandating and taking somebody's autonomy away, their right to their free will, not upholding their exemptions. They're not upholding exemptions. And, you know, if they're not going to do that for the front line and for their own staff, how are they going to treat their patients?
So let me ask you a question. Has anybody applied for example, a medical exemption to this?
So it sounds like we have created, there is a group, Michigan Healthcare Workers Against Unconstitutional Mandates. The nurses are organizing, we're not working. Obviously, I'm not affiliated with Henry Ford. I've reached out to the Henry Ford nurses and said, how can I help? What can we do? We have to unite together. This is affecting everyone across our entire state. And all of us, nurses, frontline staff, as well as our community, have to unite on this, and we have to stand up. If this happens and this goes through and Henry Ford is able to do this, what other healthcare system across our state is going to also do this? How is this trickle effect going to help our community? You know, we've had a huge economical problem and a lot of concerns throughout this, and this is imposing more threats to our community at large. You know, we have to all get together and work on this. You know, throughout this, I feel like there's a big, huge theme, and everyone's kind of talking, trying to figure out what do they do. You know, as far as religious, this state allows religious exemptions, medical, as well as philosophical. Right? And, you know, we should have the option and choice to also defer our choice and not say that we're refusing the vaccine, but say we're going to defer until we can actually be informed and make an informed consent. And that's common law. That is not just a HIPAA law. That is common law to be able to do that. And this is not FDA approved.
So it sounds like the choice that should be yours, which is, do I get vaccinated or not? I mean, it seems pretty natural, pretty basic human right. It seems that that right is gone. And the only choice that healthcare workers for Henry Ford have at this time is get inoculated or lose your job. So these people are going to have to decide what is more important to me, which is a travesty, and it's completely unconstitutional. You said that you've reached out to some of these Henry Ford workers. Are they by and large against this? Are they for this? I mean, what is the response that you've gotten?
So what I'm hearing is that a lot of people that are do not want to get the vaccine are hearing from the people that are vaccinated that are Henry Ford employees, and they don't think it's right. They don't think that they should be forced. It should be your choice, but they don't feel like they have a voice. They're vaccinated and they don't feel like they have a voice to stand up for their coworkers and or other people, you know. And so I just feel like that is a product of what we've been seeing. Everything has been censored. We've been suppressed. Information is being suppressed. You know, we've been telling to sit down, shut up. You don't matter. Discredited. And, you know, when we're questioning everything, they're telling us, nope. Don't question anything. You know, we've been made to be billboards. And for the last year and a half, we've been hearing support the front line. Well, we need the support now. the frontline needs our support because we are entitled to the same rights as everyone else.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was just on the program, and she told me that breaking this morning on the news, I have not seen this firsthand, but I trust her, and she sent me the articles. The Attorney General just requested from Facebook a list of names of the 18 million accounts that they deleted for spreading medical misinformation. Mm-hmm. Facebook also labeled 160 million posts as medical misinformation. The Attorney General wants to know, who are these people? They are making a list. We know why they're suppressing your speech.
Absolutely.
We know why they are suppressing the speech of anybody who speaks out against this. What can people do to stop this medical tyranny, specifically in the healthcare environment, in that community of workers? What can people do right now? I mean, this is no longer about doing interviews and bitching and complaining and making noise. This has to be action. So what is the specific call to action right now?
We need to unite together and we need to stand up. You know, the front lines, we have been advocating for patients. I've been advocating for patients for 20 years. That is the most important thing that I do, is to make sure that my patients' rights are protected, that they informed consent then doesn't just go in the chart. We make sure that informed consent actually happened and they have the right to hear what are the adverse effects of these vaccines. They have a right to hear this information that's being suppressed.
They shouldn't have to be investigators. They shouldn't have to poke and prod and continue to ask over and over again. It should be blatantly told to them in advance, every single person. Now, listen, If you want to do this, that's fine. That's your choice. But I need to tell you about the potential side effect. I mean, that is what informed consent really is. Where did that go?
And that's not happening. That's not happening. I know multiple people that I've spoken to directly and personally that, you know, they were actually told by their doctor, you have hypertension, you have high blood pressure. And because of that risk factor, you know, if you get COVID again, you're likely to die. And they did not at any point say, well, what are the risks and the benefits of having the vaccine? They never went into this, you know, and I understand, you know, they don't know a lot, but they know enough to be able to try to say, or even to say, we don't know what the adverse effects are, you know. And then what happens? He gets really bad, really bad. You know, he gets thrombocytopenia, his immune system's crashing, he gets all these adverse effects, and he's angry. And now he's very mistrusting of these doctors, because why wasn't he told that? And that is, you know, that's what we do on the front line, is make sure that this doesn't happen and stand up for people's rights to know these. You have a right to know that this is, you know, emergency use only.
Yeah, I kind of had an epiphany just now, Jennifer, is that at the very beginning of all of this, when COVID first hit and everybody was, oh, thank God for our frontline workers. Pray for our frontline workers. Our frontline workers are in so much danger. Who thought that right now we would be sitting here talking about the real danger is coming from inside of the government, inside of the evil bureaucrats that run these healthcare systems, these hospital administrators who care only about their bottom line because they will be fired from that for-profit business if they don't ventilate the certain amount of people, if they don't diagnose a certain amount of COVID patients, if they don't, you know, have enough COVID deaths. I mean, for crying out loud. And now it's about the inoculation, this so-called vaccine, these horrific jabs that we are exposing more and more things, negative things. I mean, this is a poison. We have documented proof that this is poisonous for people to inject themselves with. Thousands of self-recorded videos from victims all over the world who have tremors. They are magnetized. I mean, this is insane. So if you really want to help our frontline workers, this has to stop. This is everybody in your community, not just the employees of Henry Ford, not just the employees of any healthcare system across the country, U of M or any other, but every single person with a heart who really does care about these frontline workers and you value their sacrifice. Right now is the time for all of us to unite and stand together against this. So what about a major walkout? What happens if every single nurse that does not agree with this mandate just walks out of Henry Ford? Do you think it's possible, or are people going to say, but I still have to provide for my family? But what if you have no family left to provide for? What if you are dead? That's my message.
Right. You know, I don't know if people are getting that message. You know, we on the front lines, you know, I feel like it needs to be said that on the front lines, they're just as divided as the rest of the United States. And this, you know, the censorship and the suppression of the information has not, is also a problem there, because there are people that are working on the front lines that they aren't aware of what me and you are aware of. You know, they may not know that the PCR test only has a 7% success rate, or that it's inconclusive to actually collecting enough data to do a diagnosis. And they're still being subjected to doing that. Maybe they don't know that it was recalled. You know, maybe they don't know that it has a known carcinogen on it, and that it for inhalation, and that that's a concern. You know, they may not know. I've talked to people that don't actually know that this is a gene therapy, and that this is an mRNA gene therapy. It alters your DNA. So at any point, you know, how are you going to not allow for a religious exemption? This alters your body. This alters your DNA. So nurses are not subject to not live faith, family, career, and put their faith first. And they should never, ever have to sign up for that and then not stand down, you know, and have to stand down and not service their community. This is a calling and a passion, and we've been absolutely blessed to do that. And I think that everyone is, we're passionately mad. And we're fed up, and we need help, and we need the community to ask Henry Ford some questions. The community needs to have the administration at Henry Ford ask these hard questions, because it is the community that they serve, and this is going to affect the community. You are going to completely take away the legs that the hospitals are standing on. You're going to put the patients in unsafe situations. You know, are you going to put patients in the hallway? What's going to happen next? What are you going to do to your patients next? If you're going to treat your staff like this, then what is stopping them from unethically saying, nope, vaccine patients only. We're going to admit, we only have so many beds. We're only going to admit vaccinated patients. That's unethical. You know, we're standing in their way, and we're trying to fight for that. And I think at this point, whether you're vaccinated, whether you're not vaccinated, we have to all come together as a community and say enough is enough. We are done. No more. We have the rights as humans above and beyond the laws of this land for autonomy and free will. My body, my choice.
Yeah.
I don't care, you know, what, you know, with this censorship and not getting this information, then you have all of these people playing with all of these different things and then not having the knowledge that they need to be armed with. You know, I'm hearing a lot of people are getting vaccinated so they can fly. They're getting vaccinated so that they can keep their job. This is not a reason to get a medical treatment. And there are other treatments out here. This is not the only treatment. And it has been proven that they've been suppressing that knowledge. You know, I have underlying medical conditions myself. And, you know, I've been on hydroxychloroquine. It's not a dangerous medication. You know, it is a safe medication. It's a cheap medication. That's the problem. It's a cheap medication. You know, it doesn't require you to get it every single year.
If you're a pharmaceutical company, if you're the owner of a pharmaceutical company and you develop a vaccine, your company, if released upon the market, stands to make $1 billion. Any vaccine, that is the minimum $1 billion. That's a fact. And this thing is going to be billions upon billions upon billions.
We're in the trillions since 2020. This has been the largest shift of wealth that we've ever seen historically.
That's a whole other conversation for a completely different show. And we don't have time, obviously, to get into all of that right now. But I do want to do this. Tell me where to direct people. Where can people go to support you, to find your group, to attend events? I believe in your cause, and this needs to happen.
The Facebook group, as long as it stays up, Michigan Healthcare Workers Against Unconstitutional Mandates. We're also working with Michigan Vaccine Choice. The Henry Ford employees are trying to get organized. Where do we go? What healthcare system are you guys moving to? Where are we going? Because we're obviously going to get, you know, taken out. Other people I've heard from Henry Ford, they're asking. They're saying that this is, you're mandated or willfully, it's termed willfully terminated. Well, if you provide an exemption and they don't accept it, how is that willful termination?
That's
it's
right.
Not.
Yeah.
It's not. Where do we go? Where do we get people to help us legally? You know, we don't know where to go. But where we're starting, there's a nurse, her name is Amber, and she has started with a protest this Saturday. from 11 to 1 at 5 different Henry Ford locations. And then we're asking anyone and everyone to come show their support.
And we have the graphic on the screen right now so that you have all that information. Take a look at this here real quick and also find the Facebook group. Jennifer, say that Facebook group one more time.
Michigan Healthcare Workers Against Unconstitutional Mandates.
Michigan Healthcare Workers Against Unconstitutional Mandates. Your fight is noble. The mainstream media needs to grab a hold of this. They won't. But there are some cable news outlets who profess to be standing up for what's right. And those people reach millions of people every single day. And those people need to be exposing these stories. The people that don't know are in a very dangerous spot right now because they don't have access to the information. They don't know how to dig. They don't have the time to dig. They don't know where to look. It is on these people. It is on these people that I'm mentioning. Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Newsmax, OAN. You claim to profess to be fair, honest, then report it. Jennifer Mayer.
Right, so I reached out to all of them.
That's right.
Antibody dependency syndrome is a problem. It's a concern. And people need to know about it. They need to Google it. They need to look it up. They need to know that. And they need to have that information when they're making these vaccine choices.
I'm running up against a hard break here. I got to go. But Jennifer Mayer, thank you so much for your fight. And thank you so much for being here. Coming up next on the Stu Peters Show, we are going to talk to the child of a jab recipient who can no longer talk for themselves because they are dead. Stick around. We'll be right back. That report coming up in just a minute. Want to remind you about our great friends over at Step On Socks. These are Patriots. These are Patriot design socks. These are 100% cotton socks. They're red, white, and blue socks. And a 3-pack is just $17.76. What is so special about a Step On sock? Yes, I do wear them. And I prove it every day. I prove it every day. I'm wearing my step-on socks, throw my feet up on the desk. I do it when I come into the studio because people need to know every single day. They need a reminder of who the snakes are that I'm stepping on. And we're talking about Obama. We're talking about the Clinton crime family. We're talking about Joe Biden. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, all of these people's names written right on the bottom of my sock. It gives me a sense of satisfaction to know that I'm stepping on them all day long. The Trader Joe version, now available over at steponsocks.com, as well as Step On Fake News. Anybody not reporting this stuff can be considered fake news, and we have to step on them as well. $17.76, you can't get a hat for $17.76. You can't get a shirt for $17.76, but you can get 3 pairs of 100% cotton, high-quality, 100% Patriot design, red, white, and blue socks for $17.76. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, there are probably a lot of you, myself included, that thought Russia was pretty based when it comes to this whole vaccine rhetoric. You didn't see a whole lot about it. As a matter of fact, Vladimir Putin was laughing at the so-called president, Joe Biden. I would never allow something like Black Lives Matter to have control of my cities. This whole thing is completely out of control. He was laughing in the face of America, the complete chaos that we are in. But, of course, there is always a caveat, always a flip side to the coin. Deanna Lorraine is here joining us for our daily segment of Shots Fired. People look forward to this segment. I do, too. It kind of allows us to really dive into the goings-on that are not making the headlines. And so much more danger lies in what is unreported than what is mis- or falsely reported, in my opinion. The headlines 100%. That are never covered by this fake lying media. By the way, get Deanna Lorraine's book. It's called Taking Back America. She's a best-selling author. You can find that book at DeannaLorraine.com. What is going on in Russia?
Well, I thought it's more about the church, okay? The church, and that these are the people that we're supposed to trust, our church leaders, our priests, our pastors, and the church is actually supposed to defend ourselves from deviations from God or from, the wily ways of the Antichrist or things of that nature. So how would you like to know, as I'm sure that you are a Christian or believe in God, that there is a new sin that we never heard about, that all the years of reading the Bible and everything you know about Christ was about to change because there's a brand new sin, according to Russia's Orthodox Church. And that new sin is not getting the vaccine. So Russia's Orthodox Church is admonishing people, children, any churchgoers, saying that if you don't get the vaccine, you have a sin. This is a lifelong sin that you have to atone for the rest of your life. And you have to constantly ask for forgiveness. You have to repent, because this kind of sin is basically worse than murder.
I mean, I think that's kind of the same goings on in the White House and everywhere inside of the radical left party. But what do you make of this?
Well, they're calling them sinners, right? The church is calling them sinners. And, you know, the high priest, let me get his name correctly, because little unsure of his name. His name's Metropolitan Hilarion. I'm sorry, Hilarion, head of the Moscow Patriarchate's Department for External
Freudian
Church.
Freudian
slip, right? He said that those refusing to vaccinate were committing a sin for which they will have to atone for the rest of their life. And he went on TV saying he's so tired of people going to him and saying that I need to repent because I didn't get vaccinated and I may have inadvertently led to a death because I didn't get vaccinated. So what he's going out and saying, shame on you, mothers, children, fathers, families, shame on all of you churchgoers. If you refuse to get vaccinated, this is a new sin of which you have to atone for the rest of your life. And not only that, but he's saying that the sin is choosing to think of yourself instead of other people. So let me just get this, let me just share a metaphor. So if you were, say, a vegetarian and you didn't want to eat meat, that's all the power to you because that's your right to do so. It's your body. But if I said, no, I have to eat meat and you have to eat meat and we all have to eat meat because I can't eat vegetarian, I need protein from meat. Well, then you would be committing the sin if you didn't eat meat with me, right? Or what about talking about babies, murdering babies or believing in abortion and making sure everybody believes in abortion because, hey, because that's your right and you thinking of yourself more than anybody else. But this is what they're trying to do. It's no longer my body, my choice. It's your body, my choice. Mm-hmm. It's your body, my choice. I have no jurisdiction over my own body when it comes to this vaccine. Forget everything that we've talked about for years. If you are so selfish as to decide if you're not ready for the vaccine or you don't believe in the science behind the vaccine or you don't need it because you're 99.9% effective at recovering from coronavirus if you happen to get it and you don't need it, well, you're now called a sinner in this Church of Russia, the Orthodox Church of Russia. And it's disgusting because this kind of wave of thinking is permeating all throughout. It's not just the Church of Russia. This is happening everywhere, including our GOP governors. A new article that just came out, too, said that GOP governors are imploring their residents to go get vaccinated and giving out all sorts of new incentives. Now, this is it's more disgusting because of the people that are supposedly GOP, that are supposedly about our freedom. But no, they're not. The governor of West Virginia actually said, this is Jim Justice. He said that when asking about vaccine hesitancy, he said most people, and this is a poll, most people that are vaccine hesitant are Republicans. So shame on them. I need to speak up for them. And he said, what can we do? He's giving out lottery prizes. He's giving out college scholarships, hunting and fishing licenses for free. But even worse than this, he says, they're thinking that I might not want to get the shot, but their thinking is wrong. Imagine having someone else tell you your thinking is wrong.
I mean, can you imagine if it was the reverse? And, yeah. You know, that we know the majority of blacks are Democrats, right? So what if in Chicago, the opposite was that the vaccine hesitancy was coming from Democrats? And so on the streets of Chicago, you were offering free fire hot Takis or, you know, blazing hot Cheetos or something. I mean, that is what he's doing by saying, well, we're going to give away hunting and fishing licenses. And, you know, I mean, this is the stereotypical nonsense racist rhetoric once again inserting itself into every single argument, every single position that we have in this woke ass country with these sorry, pathetic leaders. And Deanna, I'm sorry, but the church has been in on most of all of this from the very start, as we have exposed with the Catholics and their love for little boys and the Vatican, probably behind the theft of the election, if they were involved with Leonardo and all of these things. I mean, the Vatican is an evil, evil enemy of freedom and of conservative values. They are the epitome of of evil. And now these politicians, who I am completely done with, every single one of them, there is not one, not one single elected representative in this country who has stood to fight for America and put America actually first. They say it, America first this, America first that. It's super cute, and it's a great little slogan. But I would compare that to the slogan over at the Fox News Channel, which is standing up for what's right. When are you doing that?
Right. No, exactly. And it also gets worse. This Jim Justice of West Virginia says, when it really boils down to it, they're in a lottery to themselves. We have a lottery that says if you're vaccinated, we're going to give you free stuff. Well, we've got another lottery for you, and it's a death lottery. So, whoa, he's trying to scare them with a death lottery now. And it gets even more sinister. I just need to read this quote verbatim because it's actually, it shows their true intentions what's really going on. So this is a true quote from Jim Justice. He said, Justice added that he thought the only thing that would compel some holdouts to get vaccinated would be the deaths of friends and family. What would put them over the edge is an awful lot of people dying, he said. The only way it's really going to happen is a catastrophe. Well, we just have to keep on trying. I mean, is that not sinister? Is that not sinister? Does that not reveal their true motives? I think that was a slip of the tongue. We have to keep on trying for a catastrophe. We want to get their friends and family members dead so that these holdovers, these vaccine hesitants, will finally get the jab and say, shut up, finally, I'll deny my common sense.
Yeah, it's and like church, a sports contract, and you're talking about the holdovers coming into the draft and, you know, the signing day and all of this stuff. I mean, this is now becoming like the new sport. And I think Dr. Tenpenny was right earlier. She alluded to the fact that people are addicted to this fear. They're scrolling constantly, just looking for their next high. Like, oh, what's the Delta variant? What's coming now?
And
oh, my God, it's going to kill kids. Element. And this is great. And when is Putin going to destroy us with that nuclear bomb, even though he's an ally to us? And China is going to devalue the dollar. And the whole economy is going to come down crashing. And the power grid is going to shut down. And what did Q say? It's time to fight today. And this drop. And, you know, we're going to be out of electricity and no way to communicate. And the internet's going to go dark. And
Like they love it. It's porn to them. It is fear porn. And they love fear tracking too. Oh, this is it. Imagine spending your entire day trying to track the Delta variant and the Alpha variant and the Indian variant and everything. But this is what they've trained us to do over the last year and a half. And the people that are orchestrating this, they've turned into grim reapers, right? They're like, yes, collect more deaths, friends and family. That's what they're all about now. That's what they've turned into.
Yeah.
And it's sick because it's such an inversion of church. I mean, these churches, these pastors are complete and utter frauds. So you're going to tell someone that it's a sin to take something, to not take something that is untested, that's rushed, that's a poison, instead of trusting God, instead of trusting their faith and praying that they will be healthy and God will help carry them through. That's the exact inversion of faith. And every church leader is now guilty of this. They're aiding and abetting this. But again, I keep talking about this, but all you have to do is go back to the World Economic Forum and the United Nations.
There it is.
There it is. Go look on there, and it shows them step by step what to do with vaccine hesitancies.
Yeah.
What to do with anti-vaxxers, how to market to them, how to advertise them so they change their minds.
I'm going to just go out on a limb here and just tell you the only thing that can save you right now is socks. So you have to go to steponsocks.com and get yourself a 3-pack. For $17.76. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not.
I can't wait to wear these socks, by the way.
Yes, you have to.
I love socks.
But I am convinced that the only thing that can save us is God. And, you know, what's going to happen here? Let's just say that all of the things that I mentioned do come to fruition. And I would suspect that we're not far off from a day where everything is going to be happening at the same time. All of the things that I just mentioned, the power goes dark, the internet is gone, no way to communicate. People are being in jail, targeted. There's fighting in the streets, riots, looting, burning, assaults, people killing each other, bullets spraying, civil war, the threat of nuclear, war, China, North Korea, Russia, whoever it's going to be, whoever these people are going to frame, because I believe Putin to be an ally to us. And I don't think he's going to be launching any nuclear warheads, but there certainly are threats over there. And then all of a sudden we learn that Israel really is not our friend, but oh my gosh, don't say that because you can't say anything negative about Jews because that's what we have been ingrained. You know, there's no such thing as a bad Jew. They're all really good. That would be like saying that there's no such thing as a bad black person. They're all good, or white person, or cop. I mean, there's good cops, bad cops, all those things around. And then you're going to have, you know, the economic collapse because you better believe it. They're going to tank the market. And all of this is going to be happening at one time. And people, these people that were addicted to the fear porn are going to be like, oh my God, but it's actually here. And I feel like we're all going to be brought to our knees. And I feel like we're going to be slammed to this point of desperation where the only way that we have to look is for God to come, and we will beg him for mm-hmm. our salvation. We will beg him to save us, and then he will. And when Amen. He does, that's going to catch like wildfire around the world. And then every country in this world will then get on their knees and beg, and then we will be good. That's what I really feel.
It. Yeah. I mean, and then they'll really have to face their maker, face their sins, because these people that are forcing people to get jabbed and alienating their own friends and family and putting masks on their 6 months old, they're going to have to face their maker and see what he says.
There's a special place in hell for people that are doing that to their kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was watching the fireworks the other night. We were outdoors, family in front of us. These sick assholes had their kids masked outdoors. Kindergarten age, first grade, second grade age. There were three of them. They were masked outdoors, totally away from everybody except for their own family. The social and psychological detriment and damage that you are doing to these kids. It is. It's child abuse. And that's what I said out loud. And then, you know, I was told, oh my God, don't say that. These people are going to hear you. I don't really care if they hear me or not.
I would have said it out loud.
As a matter of fact, I hope they do. Yeah. But anyways, yes, there is a special place in hell for people like that. So get yourself some socks. Go to steponsocks.com. Get a 3-pack. Keep your feet cozy until the rapture. Deanna Lorraine, you can find her at DeannaLorraine.com. She's over here firing shots, of course, once again, daily here on The Stu Peters Show. Get her book, Taking Back America, and we will see you again tomorrow. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up on The Stu Peters Show, we will have that financial expert to talk to us about that impending collapse. Don't go anywhere. No, and I'm now hearing that in my ear here that Carlos Cortez will not be able to join us. He's dealing with a tropical storm down in Florida at the headquarters of Cortez Wealth Management. So that financial expert will not be able to be here today to opine on the big collapse. But make sure that you visit CortezWM.com. This whole show is powered by Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management. He's an independent fiduciary. He's not controlled by Wall Street, not manipulated by the Biden regime, not under the thumb of the communist CCP. That is who you want to be doing your investing with. Get to CortezWM.com or call them in the office anytime. Well, I suppose, I don't know if they have phones even today with the, do they? Okay, yep, you can call them. 813-448-3446. Write that number down, 813-448-3446. I want to remind you guys about my Proton Mail. You can always hit me up, StuPeters at ProtonMail.com. Again, that's StuPeters, Stu like the stuff you eat, S-T-E-W, Peters at ProtonMail.com. If you have tips or if you have anything that you want us to look into, but Telegram is probably the most important. So make sure that you follow me over on Telegram, t.me/StuPeters. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,